Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, let's start with Saquon Barkley.
No. You don't get to do that because Rico and I want to ask you something. After weeks of you serving up the poo-poo platter, every time I've tried to tell you, David, I'm telling you, Russell Wilson and the Steelers is a thing. And you called me a heathen, a non-believer. You told me I was going to hell. Well, now today, reports validate what I have been saying, and Rico, to his credit, has backed me. David, are you ready for a danger witch all up in your mouth?
I rebuke you, Satan. I do not.
The Pimani's version?
Oh, please. No, Atlanta, come take them.
No.
Minnesota,
come on.
Take them. This.
Russell Wilson is a Steeler. What is your reaction?
My reaction is.
And he'll bring Sierra.
My reaction is just have her sing in place of him playing. I'll take that instead. It upsets me. It really pains me. Because I thought the Steelers were a real organization.
Uh-oh.
I thought they cared about winning. Instead, they care about just pacifying the ownership and just, oh, he's upset that we're not winning, and then you go out there and get this guy? This is the veteran quarterback?
Now, whatever. David, does it help? You're not going to pay him anything.
No.
And you can use that money to go and bring in other pieces.
No, doesn't matter, because they won't get the free agents. That is needed to make us win and help us
win.
So
what do you need, David?
I need them to go get Justin Fields.
Okay, you got
make that trade.
You got the shopping cart. You're not going to get Fields. You're going to get Russell. What else do you need?
No, I want Fields. That's what I want.
What else do you need? Not what you want. What do you need?
If you give me Justin Fields, I think we have enough weapons around him, along with what we get in the draft, to start winning again.
All right.
We have a defense.
All right. Sufficient. He's still in denial, and I love it. Next.
Let's go back to Saquon
Barkley.
Yeah, go
ahead, because I won't act like you. I'll give you real answers.
Six teams are linked to him. The Raiders, the Bears, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's the difference between that one. There's mutual interest from the both. He has interest in playing for them. Your thoughts?
I mean, to me, the best situation is Houston. I'm not mad at Saquon. He can do whatever he wants to do. You know, there was an opportunity to pay him. I'm glad the Giants didn't. They made a good faith offer. He decided not to take it. Howie Roseman collects stars. He's a star bleeper. So am I going to be all butthurt if he goes to Philly? No, not in the least. The guy has sat there and suffered with my garbage organization if he wants to try to make a run. But here's why I wouldn't go to Philly, David. That is potentially a very toxic place where something is amiss. I think Houston with C.J. Stroud and a good young team and a guy in D'Amico Ryans that is the opposite of Sirianni seems infinitely likable and a guy the players want to run through a wall for.
Well, I think if he goes to Houston, I think he becomes the main voice in the room right next to C.J. Stroud. They're going to lean on him because he's been in the league so long. Dave, who are the other teams?
The other teams are the Raiders, the Bears, the Patriots, the Ravens. The Texans.
So not the Cowboys.
I don't see the Cowboys on this report, but I've seen other reports.
Right, I've seen reports of the Cowboys. Saquon to the Cowboys would be interesting. For one, Mike, do you really want to see Saquon in your division? Or do you, is it one of those where I never want to see him again? Or do you want to face him twice a year?
I don't give a damn.
Because you know it'll be personal for
him. Yeah, it doesn't matter. My team's garbage.
Because if he goes to the Cowboys, that's intriguing because of everything that they have going on there. You got the passing game. You got a quarterback.
Look, I know what you two are doing, and I respect both of you. You're trying to bait me into something. It's not happening.
David?
Houston has the most money to spend. It's the best landing spot. You know what, I know what you want, and I'm not giving it to you.
He's still in denial. Okay, next one.
He can go where he wants to go, but can either of you argue the best football situation is the Houston Texans?
Oh, no, it is Houston.
It is Houston.
They got the money. They could actually afford to pay him what he wants to make. If he goes to those other teams, he's going to have to take a pay cut.
Think about it. You get C.J. Stroud. You get Nico Collins, Tank Dell. You get a – that's where I'm going.
And they're all under contract. So I can go there, make a ton of money, and help this team win in a bad division. Yeah. It's smart, but – watch out for the other team in Dallas. I mean, the other team in Texas.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's stay with the Philadelphia Eagles for a quick minute because I'm seeing something here. And we look things up and we always see when they have stories of potential trade packages for a certain player. Usually there's a rumor out there that that player may get moved, you know, Diggs in Buffalo. It's always a rumor out here that he might get dealt, or last year it was Hopkins and things like that. Well, why am I seeing A.J. Brown's name being mentioned in trade packages for stories?
Because A.J. Brown, much like DK Metcalf, had a miserable season, demonstrative, angry. I got towards the end, the Eagles, I think.
Kind of like Diggs.
Yeah, A.J. Brown went like 5-6 weeks without a touchdown. Something isn't right.
I don't know what happened to the Eagles, man. They just...
complete toxicity.
Because I thought they were going to bounce back, but...
oh, you like how they... you like the reports, how they tried to blame it on Dom DeSandro getting booted off the sidelines?
I was about to say, that they never were the same after that Niner game. They just went into the toilet.
But no, the Diggs thing, here's what's interesting. Did you read today? Oh, Buffalo still believes Diggs is the number one receiver. I don't know what's going on, because to me, Diggs, the only time they throw him the ball, line of scrimmage. And you go, what has happened to this relationship between Allen and Diggs? I can't figure it out.
Yeah, but I know a lot of receivers play the diva role, and I don't know if it's just them playing that part, if they're truly unhappy, but yeah, you know what, you're right. DK Metcalf hated Seattle, like, yeah. But
you
A.J.
know-
Brown, yeah. The Eagles are broken.
Yeah, there's something
there. We saw in the playoffs where that Tampa was the favorite. Like, you knew Tampa was going to beat them.
See, but we talk about Diggs. We talk about something being broken. Are the Buffalo Bills broken?
Yes.
Because
broken.
If they start losing, they release, it felt like, half their roster yesterday.
They did. They released six players. Tre'Davious White being gone. Their safeties being gone. I told you, Patrick Mahomes, if they didn't beat him this year – the Bills, as we knew it, were dead.
Yeah.
There's a complete retooling that has to happen now.
They have been bad. It's been slow and debilitating. And if you haven't been paying attention, it's like, oh, well, they'll bounce back. No, they're not. Allen, to me, overrated. And, yeah, good luck with that, because if you notice, they just keep sliding down and down each year. They are the AFC Cowboys.
Yeah, they are. So we can close it out with this. I'm just going to give you two names that will be free agents, but what will their market be? Start with Jamal Adams and Odell Beckham Jr.
0 and 0. Both guys are losers. I mean, Jamal Adams.
I mean, I won't go with the loser part, but 0 and 0.
I will. Because the bottom line is, Jamal Adams, ever since he bitched his way out of New York and complained, what has he done? get hurt, get kicked out of games, play badly. He's a better blitzer.
Got Seattle to make a horrible trade.
He's a better blitzer than he is a safety. Well, I ain't paying you $18 million a year to rush passer. You're my strong safety. And as far as Odell, man, that one-handed grab against Cowboys was 11 years ago.
You're kidding me. Seriously?
Yeah. He still thinks he's OBJ, but he's just Odell now.
And guess what? Oh, Lamar, I want to play with Lamar, and Lamar wants me. How'd that look in the playoff game? Goodbye.
Wait, you didn't know that he was the reason why Lamar came back to Baltimore?
Goodbye.
According to him.
They're both losers.
Yeah, I would say
I would say the market is zero for both.
Hey, you know what, David? Speaking of wide receivers, Michael.
Yeah.
I sent you a text and a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Certain wide receiver headed to the pros was at the Breslin Center last night.
Yeah, I know.
Keon Coleman.
I don't understand it. Don't be telling me this was home. You bleeped on the floor and left the door open. Get the hell out of here. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself up there. What a collection of nonsense.
So he did what the dog did.
Yeah, that's right.
He had on a Stephen Izzo jersey.
I don't care. That's all the folksy garbage you care about. 53-49. If I were Keon Coleman, I would have gone straight back to Capital City Airport at halftime.
And next. That is In Football Today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.